Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Getting you up across the Central West. Central West. With Pippa Moore. Jimmy Love.
The home of hits and old school. The biggest stars.
Hi, it's Katy Perry.
Justin Timberlake.
Stevie Rexer.
This is Ed Sheeran.
Pippa Moore. Jimmy Love. From McDonald's, Dubbo and Wellington. Hit 93.5, Pippa and Jimmy.
Let's go!
Hey, happy Monday, everybody. Morning, Pippa. You're looking fresh.
Thank you. And are you?
Thank you very much. I've noticed you've come in today in something a little bit different than you normally wear.
Yes, I was waiting for your comment on my attire this morning.
You've got a beanie on.
Yes.
A jumper,
yeah.
Tracksuit pants,
yeah.
And Ugg boots.
I'm basically copying your attire that you had going on last week.
I know, but this week I didn't wear the Ugg boots to work this morning only because I forgot and left them in the car overnight.
So it's too cold to go out and get them.
Yeah, so I decided to just go with normal shoes.
The hilarious thing is you have been commenting on my attire recently, even though we've been working together for nearly a year, and I've been coming in looking pretty similar the whole time.
Look, don't need to get precious about it.
No, I'm not precious about it. I'm just saying, interesting that you're only picking up on it now after nearly a year's time.
By the by, didn't you play your first netball game over the weekend?
I did. We had a win, the Trangie Netball Club, which is fantastic, very exciting.
So you're giving a shout out to your netball club there.
Yes, how did Newtown go yesterday in your soccer game?
Third grade. Oh, we lost 3-1, but that doesn't matter
because
the one goal came from me.
It was weird running into you in Woolies last night because I was just there minding my own business and then I hear this, hey, from around the corner. I was like, who is this person who's so chipper for a Sunday night? Had a lot of energy.
Well, last night at Woolies, I officially ran into more people than I've ever run into in Dubbo before at the same time.
You did. It was very bizarre. It was like a weird vortex of people that Jimmy knows.
Yeah, I ran into 3 different people I knew, and I was like, wow, that's good.
There
that's
you
good
go.
For me. So
it's good that you know some people in the community.
Thanks, Pippa. Okay, stand by up next. We've got Pippa and Jimmy's Sportsman's Commentary for Sportsman's Warehouse.
Brand new comp to kick off your 6 a.m. hour, and we're giving away some prizes if you can correctly guess what sport is being commentated.
Fantastic. Good to be back in the studio with you.
And you, mate.
6:05 on HIT. Morning, everybody.
Damn, I hate to go psycho. La mama bad like Michael. Can't really trust nobody with all this jewelry on you. Come with the Tony Momo for clowns and all the balls. Oh, I hate to go psycho.
Hey, morning, everybody. Post Malone's Psycho, one of the biggest songs around the world at the moment. Absolutely huge, Post Malone is. Morning, everyone. You with Pippa and Jimmy, 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on Hit 93.5. And we've got a brand new competition right now.
It's Pippa and Jimmy's Sportsman's Commentary. All thanks to Sportsman's Warehouse. You can chase that feeling. They're at Talbragar Street, Dubbo. We're going to play you a snippet of audio, which is some sports commentary. And on 13, 12, 16, if you can correctly guess which sport is being commentated, we're going to throw you a prize thanks to Sportsman's Warehouse.
You know what I've just realised?
What?
Yesterday when I was playing soccer,
yeah.
My soccer boots are falling apart.
Right.
So I might have to pop into the Sportsman's Warehouse.
Maybe you will.
Jeez, that would be good. I need a new pair.
Yes.
Okay, just want to let you know that.
Okay. Are you subtly trying to let Sportsman's Warehouse know that you'd like a discount or a freebie?
Love a discount.
Subtly, not so subtle.
Love a discount. If they could just send in a discount for me, that'd be good.
Okay, great.
Okay, so I'll play this audio now.
Yes.
It's commentary from a sport and 13, 12, 16, if you know what sport it is. So you don't need to know, like, what country it's from or anything like that or what teams it's from.
Just the sport.
Just the sport, 13, 12, 16. You ready to take a listen?
Fifi Lauren is outside. He comes back to the inside. Bowen is there. He dummies to Morgan. Gets away from Woods. Still going. Gives it to Fifi Law. What a Cowboys try. It doesn't get much better than that.
There you go.
13, 12, 16. If you know what sport was just being commentated, give us a call. I'm going to send you to Sportsman's Warehouse.
Yeah, get a great prize from those guys. 13, 12, 16 on HIT.
Running like a dog, fighting like a too much, and you just can't stand it, baby. Even when I fall, you don't seem to give too sh- 'cause you're just too cool, baby. Whatever you want, whatever you need, whatever you do,
Yeah, what's up, Central West? Brand new stuff there from Pink called Whatever You Want. How you doing? Hope you're having a great Monday. A little bit chilly this morning. We're looking for tops of 21 in Dubbo, 22 across the Central West here on Hit. And a brand new competition with you with Pippa and Jimmy.
It's a brand new comp. It's the Sportsman's Commentary, all thanks to Sportsman's Warehouse. You can chase the feeling at Talbragar Street, Dubbo. We've got Paul on the line. Good morning, Paul. Welcome to the week.
Morning, how are you?
Not too bad, mate.
Oh, pretty good,
how
Paul.
How was your weekend?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
Not too bad.
What did you get up to?
To the show for a little while. And...
Oh, great.
How was it?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was meant to be going to the show, but I had to head to Sydney for an emergency family reunion. Yeah, did you go on the rides and stuff and get some show bags?
Yeah, not so much the show bags, but yeah, took the kids on some rides. And
yeah, brilliant. Brave the weather.
It's funny because when you're a kid, the idea of show bags seems amazing, but for parents, they're like $25 a pop and they're clearly not worth what's
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, that's right.
No. Tell you when to go Woolies and buy a chocolate.
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly right. That's what you need, DIY show bags, Paul, and just have them in the back of the car and pull them out at the end. Surprise!
I didn't think of that. I should do that next year.
Paul, you've called for Pippa and Jimmy's Sportsman's Commentary, all thanks to Sportsman's Warehouse. We've played a snippet of some commentary, and we have to guess what sport you think's been commentated. What do you reckon it is, Paul?
Rugby league.
You're too good, mate. It definitely is.
Very specific. Well done, Paul. You're off to Sportsman's Warehouse.
No worries. Thank you.
Who do you go for on the rugby league, Paulie?
I'm a Bulldog supporter.
Yeah, nice. Bulldogs. Did they get up on the weekend? The Dogs?
Yeah, we beat Parramatta.
Parramatta Eels.
Oh, yeah, that's an easy win, though. That's nothing to brag about. Nothing to gloat about beating the Eels.
You have a great day, Paul. Thanks for being part of the show.
No worries, thank you.
Top news headlines somewhere in the world coming up next. People, what's in it?
So a woman has been legally banned from singing in her home after neighbours have complained that she sounds like a drowning cat.
Great.
I'll tell you about that next.
Here we go. Pippa and Jimmy. Hit 93.5.
Dub on the Central West, number one hit 93.5, Three Doors Down, Kryptonite. Hey, morning everybody, the Pippa and Jimmy Show. We do it all thanks to Summit Cafe. It's Australia's most popular barista made coffee here on Hit 93.5. And Pippa and I, what do you got this morning? I got an almond latte.
Yeah, samesies.
Great. Good job there.
Delicious.
To the baristas at Mick Cafe. Hey, stand by because our local member Troy Grant joins the show. He's coming up after 8:30. So all morning long, if you've got a question you'd like to ask Troy, give us a call at any time on 13, 12, 16. Then after 8:30, we can ask it for you. So.
Right now, it's time for your top news headlines
somewhere
in the world. First top news headline, a woman has been legally banned from singing in her home and playing loud music in her apartment after her neighbours are complaining that her screeching sounds like a drowning cat.
Here's the thing, though. There's a difference between singing in your home and screaming in your home. She's probably got one of those micro karaoke systems. She's probably set up a microphone so everyone can hear her all around the neighbourhood.
Well, she apparently terrorised neighbours in her apartment building. She's been doing it for at least 4 years.
This is
a long-term project she's been going on. So back in 2014, her neighbours filed anti-social behaviour forms and sent them to the local council, but she only received a community protection warning from the police. Then 2 years later, the neighbours again complained to the council, but no action was taken. And finally, last year, a judge issued a criminal behaviour order which legally banned her from singing. But she hasn't let that stop her.
Oh, no. She's still getting ready to audition for the X Factor.
She's taking these warnings as a compliment that she should keep going rather than stop.
We hear you. We love your voice.
Yep.
Continue entertaining us day in, day out, night in, night out, honey.
So it's driving her neighbours absolutely up the wall.
I question, when she went to court to get this order put against her, did the judge say, righto, what I'm going to do, I'm going to turn my chair around and you walk in and if you sing for us and if I turn my chair around, you'll be allowed to keep singing. Where if I don't turn my chair around, if I'm not impressed by your singing voice, you will not be allowed to keep singing.
Turn around, go home and shut your trap.
Yeah.
Second top news headline somewhere in the world, A man has had a cotton bud removed from his ear that he was unaware had been wedged there for 2 years.
Ouch.
Mm. So he only realised it must have got stuck inside after going swimming, and it swelled up, causing him a lot of pain.
Oh.
He's obviously gone a long time without getting in the pool.
Yeah, that's what I just thought.
Or submerging himself in any kind of body of water.
I saw a Facebook like news story going around over the weekend. Don't know if it was fake news or not, but you know how these stories sort of go around Facebook? And it was like, man goes to hospital after complaining of a bad headache, only to find out his wife had shot him in the head the night before.
Oh,
and I was like, oh, heavy.
Woo, that is heavy. Yeah. Yikes.
And he has survived, obviously, because he's in their hospital for headache and a bullet in the head.
Yeah, we've gone from cotton buds to bullets.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a good segue. Great.
I was just checking if you saw it on Facebook
no,
or not. I didn't mean
I did
to talk
not.
About it.
But that's fine. No, I've only been reading about the cotton bud story.
Okay, great.
Thankfully, he's okay.
Great, good news.
Third top news headline, somewhere in the world, 1,000 people have been invited to attend a June memorial service for Stephen Hawking. And travellers from the future, it seems, will be permitted to attend.
Oh, I love this. Time travellers.
Yes. So anyone over the age of 12 can sign up for the event in a public ballot put out by the Stephen Hawking Foundation, and 1,000 of them will be selected to attend.
So you're allowed to go even if you're from the future.
Yeah, that's right.
That's great. Love this.
It's very inclusive,
Very
is
inclusive,
fantastic.
Yeah.
Non-discriminatory.
Yeah.
It's great. So to complete the registration, one must include their birthday, and a London travel blogger noticed that you can be born over two decades into the future through to December 31, 2038 and still apply.
Just because you're dust in a cell at the moment doesn't mean anything.
No, that's right. Mm. So it's quite fitting because in 2009, apparently Stephen Hawking threw a party for time travellers to see if anyone would come.
No one came.
He waited a long time. So maybe now the table will turn.
There you go.
There are your top news headlines somewhere in the world.
Stand by because the Beers, Boobs and Balls is up next. And then Pippa, if you've ever decided to hold off on paying a bill,
right.
I've got a story of what one company is doing to force a man in Russia to pay his bills.
Oh, no.
And you don't want this to happen to you. I'll tell you up next.
Pippa Moore and Jimmy Love.
Oh, yeah.
Hit 93.5.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Hit 93.5's Pippa and Jimmy. For McDonald's, Dubbo and Wellington. On Hit 93.5.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Hope you're having a good Monday. Pippa, how you doing?
Yes, well, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Now, fast 500 bucks. I've got a feeling in my waters. Wait, can guys have feelings in their waters?
I don't know if they can. Maybe in your maybe in your bowels.
In your bowels.
Yes.
Is water...
bladder, perhaps.
What's the waters mean, like your reproductive system?
No, waters is like, you know, just a gut feeling.
Oh, so guys have guts.
Yeah, guys have guts.
Yeah.
You know, ladies have waters when they're pregnant and their waters break before they give birth.
So
I think it's more of a lady thing than a guy.
Have a feeling
thing.
In your waters.
But you can have a feeling in your bladder, perhaps.
Yeah,
your bladder waters that it could go off. I don't want to discriminate against you just because you're a male.
Weirdest conversation I've had in a long time.
This is the weirdest?
This is the
you
weirdest.
You need to get out more, mate.
What do you think me and my friends are talking about?
I've got no idea.
Me and my friends have pretty normal, basic conversations. Yeah.
Okay.
Don't talk about bladders.
Okay.
And
feelings in your waters.
Feelings in your waters. What do you think we're doing down at soccer training?
Feelings in your waters. So we're going to give away a clue to the Fast 500?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Okay, so one of the questions you'll need to know the answer to today is what country is hosting the upcoming Soccer World Cup?
Mm.
Jimmy, would you do the honours?
Russia.
That's it.
Mm.
So you're one question closer
Putin.
To the big 500.
Vladimir Putin.
I wonder if he's a soccer fan.
Vladimir Putin.
Talking about waters.
Yeah.
Yes.
And organs and, yeah.
And coming up in Beers, Boobs and Balls, what do you got, Jimmy?
Oh, Beers, Boobs and Balls. Oh, one of the Aussies over in the English Championship may have scored the most important goal of the year for their club.
Really?
Tell you who it is.
Hopefully he's getting a gold star or a sticker or a beer.
Well, he'll probably be heading to Russia.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So that's big news. Do it after Robin Thicke's Blurred Lines on Hit. Pharrell's in this as well. Morning.
If you can't hear what I'm trying to say, if you can't be from the same page, maybe I'm going to be, must want to get nasty.
How good is that? Robin Thicke. Blurred Lines. That's got Pharrell in it. It's got T.I. out of 2013. Wow, 5 years ago. Can't believe that. Morning, everyone. You're on Hit 93.5. 20 minutes away from 7 o'clock. $1,000 with Elva Bucks at 8 a.m. And Troy Grant joins the show after 8:30 this morning.
Come on.
Sports, 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 sports.
Beer.
Boobs.
Balls.
Beers, boobs and balls, and what a Sunday it was for NRL. I tell you what, Jimmy, Maroon will be very happy with how the Bunnies played yesterday because they smashed the St. George Illawarra Dragons, who are currently sitting at the top of the NRL ladder, defeated them 24-10. And the Cronulla Sharks had a comeback win over the Raiders, which was a bit of a thriller. Now, somebody who got themselves in a little bit of hot water over the weekend, Melbourne Storm captain Cameron Smith, he's facing a ban for his alleged wishbone tackle on the Gold Coast forward Kevin Proctor over the weekend. And rugby league legend Phil Gould reckons that he should be banned.
Ooh.
But take a listen to Cameron Smith defending himself in the post-match press conference.
Well, just to sort of clarify that, I didn't pull his leg out. I didn't try to pull his leg out. You know, Kevy's a really good friend of mine. He's a really good friend of everyone at our club, and I've played many games with him, so absolutely no chance. I'd be going in there to try and injure the bloke.
Yeah, right.
So he's defending himself, saying it definitely wasn't on purpose. Quick bit of AFL news. Carlton coach Brendan Bolton has played down vision that was shown of him swearing at an opposition player on Saturday.
Ah, boo-hoo.
Saying the passion got the better of him.
Ah, boo-hoo. You know, on the field, adults sometimes drop a swear word when you get passionate.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, calm down. Yesterday, actually, in my game, yesterday, I was running for the ball and someone from another game kicked the ball on our field. Now, usually etiquette has it that you don't run on the other field close to the game that's been played.
That's
like,
right.
If the game's down the other field, fine, run on, grab the ball. So I told him off big time. Apparently I went a bit off my head at him. I can't even remember.
Did you? Yeah. Just in a blind rage.
I was just like, mate, get off the field. Like, honestly, the game's going on right here. Get off.
Yeah.
So anyway, then apparently the boys made a big deal about it at the pub last night. So
there you go.
There you go. Hey, over to F1 news. Lewis Hamilton leads Mercedes to a 1-2 finish in the Spanish Grand Prix, confirming his return to top form with a dominant victory over in Spain. So congratulations to him. Now, over in the English Championship, which is the league below the English Premier League.
Okay.
Now, one team is set to go up with the playoff system that they do.
Right.
And in that at the moment, Mile Jedinak, the Australian Socceroos captain, he scored a goal after 15 minutes to put his side in the top position in that game where they've got to play again next week to decide who will go up. So
good on him.
Good on him, the Aussie there. And then over up north in Scotland, Jamie McLaren, who's also a Socceroo, scored a hat-trick on the weekend.
We've got some good players.
So everyone's saying now, well, if he's scoring big goals like that against big teams such as the Rangers, should he be in Russia? Should he be going the World Cup?
Good question.
There you go. World Cup now. So close. Very, very close, people. And that's all I'm going to be talking about for a month when it comes along.
Right. When does that happen?
It starts, I think, June 17th or June 8th, June 16th, I think.
Okay.
So, yeah, about a month and a couple of days.
So is Australia going? The soccer is going to be there?
Yeah, yeah.
They're
we're
going.
There. Yeah.
We're in the World Cup.
We're in the World Cup.
Very
exciting. One of the 36 teams. We play France on the Saturday evening, I believe. Saturday the 16th at about 8 p.m. our time. So prime time.
Hey, excellent.
For us. So that will be awesome. You'll do a royal wedding party. I'll be doing soccer parties.
Great. Okay. Yeah, what's the attire for a soccer party?
Oh, just as much grog as you can bring.
Okay, good.
That's beers, boobs and balls. What we'll do now, Taylor Swift, Delicate. Then Pippa, if you've ever decided not to pay a bill, I've got to tell you what a Russian company is doing to make people pay their bills.
Oh, okay.
Because it's going to put you off it forever. After Taylor Swift's Delicate on Hit Morning.
For the best. My reputation's never been worse, so you must like me for me.
Yeah, she's touring the world at the moment, Taylor Swift, and everyone is loving her concerts. Wow, the social media is going crazy over here. People, when are you seeing her?
November.
How good is that? Taylor Swift, Delicate, there on hit, and we do it all thanks to Mick Cafe, Australia's most popular barista-made coffee. People, I've got a question for you.
Yes, ask away.
Have you ever been late on paying a bill before?
Oh, many times. I feel like I've really got my stuff together if I pay a bill on time. I'm like, woo, yes.
Have you ever refused to pay a bill before? You've got a gripe of some sort. You don't think this bill's not fair. I'm not going to pay it.
I talk a big game, but usually I cave.
You just don't want to be, you don't want to get like a bad credit rating or something.
Yeah, that's right.
I know what you mean. Well, one bloke in Russia has gone head to head with his water utility company.
Right.
Because he claims that the water to his house got cut off years ago, but they kept charging him a water bill.
Okay.
And the company said, oh, no, we've inspected your pipes and they're still in full functioning order.
Inspected your pipes. Okay. Right. Would have been a lengthy inspection process.
So he's still got water apparently running to his house, this bloke. But for years he's claimed, no, I'm not going to pay the water bill because I don't have water running to my house.
How is he living there if he doesn't have water running to his house?
This is what I wonder. Maybe he's into bottled water. Who knows?
I know.
It's a bit cheaper over in Europe, the bottled water.
How is he bathing?
Yeah, how is he? Who knows? People, maybe he's using the gym shower.
Maybe he is.
My mum did that once. She was getting a renovation on her bathroom. She just signed up to a gym and went to the gym every morning and used a gym shower.
That's genius.
It really was. So the company reckons he owes $800 Australian thereabouts.
Right.
Now, that's, you know, that's not too much. Like, it's not
great.
It's a
hefty amount. $800, that's the better part of a grand.
Yeah, but it's not 10 grand or 50 grand. It's not like a lot, like a huge amount there. Now, the company has come up with an ingenious way to make this guy pay.
Right.
What they've done is they've made a concrete structure, which is 1.5 tonnes, and it's like a pyramid. And they've plastered it with words such as a debtor lives here, someone who won't pay their bills lives here.
A smear campaign.
A smear campaign. They've gotten the 1.5 ton pyramid, gotten a crane, and they've put it on his driveway out the front of his house.
You're joking.
So that all the neighbours know that he's not paying his bills.
Oh, my gosh. Has it worked?
Well, no. He's still saying, he tried to plead with them as they're putting it down. He's pleading with them saying, please don't, like, my pipes don't work. And they're saying, we've inspected your pipes, they work.
Oh, my goodness. Moral of this story, don't ever mess with Russia, okay? Just don't do it.
Shout out to Donald Trump.
Yes, that's his word for you, Donnie.
Here we go. Pepper and Jimmy. Hit 93.5.
Shawn Mendes is a star around the world at the moment. How good is that? In My Blood on hit. Hey, good morning, everybody. You're on air, the Pippa and Jimmy show. Don't forget, we're talking to Troy Grant, the MP and the police minister here in Dubbo. After 8:30 this morning, if you've got any questions for us, give us a buzz, let us know. But right now, we're going to give you the chance to win a 500.
Yes, kick off your week the right way with Pippa and Jimmy's Fast 500. If you want a chance at the big bucks, all you've got to do is correctly answer 10 questions within 60 seconds.
Yeah, there's a couple of sport ones in there, a couple of pop culture ones as well.
Yep,
so if you watched Eurovision on the weekend as well, or even know some Eurovision stuff that happened, you're in with a good running of $500 this morning.
That's right. So 13, 12, 16, if you want to be our contestant today, give us a call right now.
Pippa Moore and Jimmy Love.
Oh, yeah.
Hit 93.5. Let's go.
Pippa and Jimmy's
Fast 500.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Hope you're having a great Monday. The sun is out and shining. Doesn't look like there's any clouds that I can see from our Wingee Warra Street studios here in Dubbo, but you know what? It won't be a cloudy day if we give away $500.
Hey, Alicia, how are you doing this morning?
Yeah, not bad.
Not bad?
Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, it was all right.
It was all right.
Did you watch Eurovision at all?
No.
No.
You're not into Eurovision?
No.
What did you watch on the telly over the weekend?
Oh, I don't really watch much. I just like to be outdoors, really.
Yeah, you've got a bit more of a life than we do, by the sounds of it.
You wouldn't have been outdoors too much, though, on the weekend. It was pretty cold.
Yeah, it was pretty cold.
Yes.
Yeah, it was fresh.
Yeah, nice. Hey, what would you do with $500?
Well, I don't know. I'm going over to Fiji in August, so
Done.
A few extra cocktails.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, let's get down to it. This is how it works, Alicia. 10 questions, 60 seconds on the clock. If you get all 10 right, you win $500. If you don't know an answer, say pass. We'll come back to it if we have time at the end. Now, if you don't get them all right, not to worry. You're guaranteed a prize anyway with the wheel of prizes, okay?
Yeah, righty, so easy.
Alrighty, Alicia, let's do it. $500. We've got 60 seconds on the clock. Your time starts now. Is Bundaberg a town in Queensland or New South Wales?
Queensland.
Does Donald Trump have an official Instagram account?
Yes.
Who is Beyonce married to?
Have no idea. Pass.
True or false, Aussie contestant Jessica Malloy won the Eurovision Song Contest over the weekend?
False.
Bad Blood was a 2014 hit by which artist?
Taylor Swift.
What country is hosting the upcoming Soccer World Cup?
Russia.
Spell incorrect.
I-N-C-O-R-R-E-C-T.
Ryan Gosling was born in a city called London in which country?
America. Up here.
How many tries did the Parramatta Eels score on the weekend?
Have a guess.
16.
Tom Hanks was the lead actor in which 2001 movie?
Pass.
Who is Beyonce married to?
Jay-Z.
No, that guy. Yeah, do you know that guy, Jay-Z?
Yeah.
Do you know they're married and they've got a couple of kids?
Yeah, I know that. Some Blue Ivy or something like
yes,
that.
Yes, yeah. That's exactly right.
I will give you that. We'll put a tick on that one then.
Oh, Alicia.
Yeah, put a tick on that one. Okay, now let's go through the other ones. Ryan Gosling was born in a city called London. It's in Canada.
Bit of a trick question.
London, Canada. Now, Parramatta Eels. Geez, you'd be happy if they scored 16 tries if you're an Eels fan.
They'd be bloody stoked. No, they scored 2 over the weekend.
And what about number 10? Tom Hanks was the lead actor in which 2001 movie? Wilson!
Did you ever see Castaway, Alicia?
No.
Oh, it's a good film.
That's a pretty good
film. Get around it, yeah.
Hey, Alicia, that's not to worry. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 out of 10 once we give you that bonus one with Jay-Z there.
Wheel of Prizes.
Yeah, we're spinning the Wheel of Prizes for you, Alicia, so you get to go home with a prize for your Monday. So it's not all doom and gloom. We're going to send you to Urban Beach for a bit of shopping.
Oh, cheerio.
Cheerio. You enjoy the great outdoors, Alicia, and thanks for playing our Fast 5 Hundo.
Yeah,
Bye, Alicia. What we're doing now, The Weeknd, Call Out My Name, and then which Aussie got a shout out on Eurovision by J.K. Rowling? We'll tell you next. Weeknd, Call Out My Name on Hit 93.5. Hey, morning, everybody. You're on air, Pippa and Jimmy. And if you got loose change, head to Macca's because right now you can get a McDouble burger for just $3. It was a big weekend with the Eurovision Song Contest being on, Pippa.
Yes, and our girl Jessica Malloy was thought to be a front runner to take out the prize.
She ended up coming 20th.
Which the country is outraged over, I might say.
I feel robbed, to be honest.
Oh, a lot of people do.
Because even my partner, who's Irish, I got a message from him. Oh, guess what? Ireland beat Australia at Eurovision. Braggity Ann.
Rubbing it in.
Like, cool, good one.
Yes.
So I was like, whatever. It's just because maybe the public didn't support us this time. I don't know why.
It's like the judges just ignored it completely.
But we did make international headlines with Eurovision this year. And it wasn't because of Jess Malloy's performance, which, let me say, was spectacular in what it was.
She sung her heart out.
She did. She sung amazing. But what happened was during the Eurovision Song Contest, it never goes a year by, Pippa, without there being some sort of controversy or some sort of drama.
Yes, that's right.
And this year was no different. Now, during a performance, a girl called Suri was performing and a stage invader came on took the microphone off her and started, like, uttering some sort of protest.
Oh, my gosh, Eurovision have got their very own Kanye West. How amazing is this?
But what I love about it is how amazing she was, because she just took the microphone back and kept the performance going.
What a trooper.
She didn't go, oh, you know, look, I'm going to need to restart it. I'm going to need to be a fanfare.
You've ruined my number. Yep.
Take a listen to what happened when the stage invader hit the stage, Pippa. Ready? Stage invader now. She takes it back. Oh, there you go.
Oh, girl.
Just like nothing had happened.
Yep, that's right. Didn't even bat an eyelid.
How good is that?
What a legend.
I reckon she deserved to win.
Yes.
But off the back of this, Pippa, Australia's Joel Creasy, he was in the Eurovision SBS commentary team.
Yes.
He made world headlines.
Did he?
He made world headlines because after this incident of the stage invader, he got on SBS TV and made a comment about the stage invader, and he called the stage invader a sea head. Now, I can't say what the word was.
It rhymes with blockhead.
Yeah, blockhead. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Now, after he did this, take a listen to it. We've edited out the C word from this
one. But Joel Creasy's outraged.
Outraged. Take a listen.
Someone rushing the stage and rubbing onto her, and what a performance.
Some absolute fuckhead on stage. What a professional. She slayed that. The crowd are behind her.
So the world reacted by going, oh my gosh, how amazing. An Australian just got on TV and called him a sea head for everybody. Like, just said it how it is.
And J.K. Rowling got wind of it.
This is what I love. J.K. Rowling jumped all over this and she tweeted saying, apparently the Australian commentator called at Surrey official stage invader some absolute sea head. And I don't want to ever hear again another word about Australia being in Eurovision. She reckons all this talk about Australia not being allowed in Eurovision is gone now. Gone because of how good our commentary team is.
You know, they exchanged a really cute little convo on Twitter, and J.K. Rowling even gave Joel Creasy an Order of Merlin first class for his commitment to saying rude words on international television.
Absolutely love it. But you know what, Pippa? Everyone's making a big drama about Australia being in Eurovision. Mm. Let me just check something. Since when was Israel in Europe?
I didn't realise they were.
They are not. They're in the Middle East.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
And Israel won the Eurovision Song Contest.
Yeah, so anybody who goes, oh, Canada's not in it, why is Australia in it? Well, why is Azerbaijan in it? Why is Israel in it? You know, I don't see you complaining about that, you big complainers. Anyway, Israel ended up winning. Fantastic performance. She was an absolute stunner. I've got some audio of Israel's performance here, Pippa.
Let's take a listen.
It's a pretty catchy song. Take a listen. Can I just pause it there for a moment?
Wow.
Can we try and sing with her?
Okay.
Okay, ready? Okay. Just to wrap this segment up. Central West. Black above. Black above. Black above. Black above. That's a mouthful for karaoke.
Very talented. It's like a mix between pop and beatbox.
Yeah.
Very well deserved. But look, Jess Malboy, she's a class act right to the end. Even though she came in 20th spot, she fronted the media and the media were asking, do you feel robbed? It's such an outrage, the result. She was super gracious and she was like, guys, robbed is a super harsh word, and Israel did an amazing job, so well-deserved win.
Fantastic.
What a legend.
That's a Eurovision wrap for 2018. Congrats to Israel. Congrats to Jess Malboy. She did us proud once again. And it's only 364 days till the next one.
Can't wait. Mark it in your diaries, kids.
Here we go.
Pippa and Jimmy. Hit 93.5.
Cherry Lips, Garbage, Go Baby Go on Hit. Hey, morning, everybody. It's the Pippa and Jimmy Show. Hope you're having a great Monday so far. Hope you had a great weekend. As we kick off another week, we do it all thanks to Mick Cafe Coffee, Australia's most popular barista-made coffee, here on Hit 93.5, 23 minutes past 6 o'clock. We're looking for 21 in Dubbo and 22 across the Central West.
All weekends when I've got a bit of time up my sleeve, a way that I like to unwind is to get in the kitchen, start cooking, start baking, creating a few things. And over the weekend, I did just that. And I have used an item for the first time in my kitchen yesterday that has been an absolute game changer.
Ooh, a game changer.
Yesterday, I had the privilege of being introduced to the Thermomix.
Oh, no, not the Thermomix.
Oh, my God. Have you seen what these machines can do?
Well, I noticed the other day I was walking past Coles and is that Dubbo Square there?
Yes.
And a couple of older ladies had like a Thermomix set up. They were trying to sell the Thermomix. I looked at it. I thought, it looks what would you call it? Complicated for me.
It is not complicated at all. It's in fact the exact opposite. So basically it's this machine and you've got sort of this mixing bowl set in the middle of it. And this one that I used yesterday has a touch screen that is loaded with every recipe known to man. And you just search or scroll through on this touch screen to work out what you want to make. So the first thing I decided to make yesterday was hummus.
Yeah, right.
From scratch. And so they had a hummus recipe loaded on there. You literally just throw everything into this mixing bowl. You don't even need measuring cups or spoons because you put it in and the bowl measures it for you.
Wait, so how do you, like, what if you put too much in? It can't just take it out, can it?
No, but it tells you how much you've put in. So if it says you need a quarter cup of olive oil, you don't need to get your quarter measuring cup out and pour it in and then put it into the mixing bowl. You just start pouring the oil and it tells you when to stop. It is amazing.
So how did your hummus go?
It was delicious. Mm-hmm. So did two lots. Did one without the chickpea husks on it and then did one with the husks for a little bit more roughage.
Because we've all heard about these Thermomixes. Can I just ask, have you gotten a pay rise or something? Are you getting paid more than me? Because don't they cost like $2,500?
They do cost about $2,500. So it wasn't mine.
Oh, okay.
Farmer Lewis and I borrowed his neighbour's Thermomix yesterday and just went crazy in the kitchen for the afternoon.
You know what I've heard about? Thermomix shares. You have a share in a Thermomix and you share it amongst a few people.
Oh, you can share it around. So you buy it with some friends, like a group share thing.
Yeah.
That's great.
So are you now addicted to Thermomixing?
I'm now addicted to Thermomixing. And Farmer Lewis said at the end of it, we made some basil pesto and some hummus, which was delicious. He even had some parmesan cheese that he wanted to grate up really finely. This Thermomix just, it's the parmesan cheese is so fine you can barely see it. Turns it to dust.
How does it do it? Like, what does it look like? What does it do?
It literally, it's just like a mixing bowl sort of on this stand and it's just got a LED touch screen and a sort of button on the side and that is all you need. And it just does everything under the sun. Farmer Lewis is like, this is a disaster because now I know you're not going to rest until we've got one. I said, correct. I feel like I need to start becoming a salesperson for these things because I think maybe if I become a salesperson for Thermomix, they might give me a free one.
Oh, that would be handy.
To demonstrate to people how amazing they are.
Just take up a second job.
Yeah, actually, that would be quite good.
Oh, wow, because I've always heard about the Thermomix, but I've never known. You hear everyone like, oh,
yes,
I can't live without it.
Banging on about it. I'm now dead set convinced that they're the thing that you need in your kitchen.
Really?
They're the can't live without item of 2018.
Yeah, right.
So if anyone's out there with a Thermomix that they're just trying to give away, or, you know, would like me to come on board as a salesperson for them in order to get me a free Thermomix, I'm open to offers on 13, 12, 16.
You can't just use this show to solicit for a free Thermomix.
I just did.
Here we go.
Pepper and Jimmy. Hit 93.5.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Hit us up, Pepper.
Okay, so last night, the mini-series Olivia about Olivia Newton-John starring the Grease icon debuted.
Isn't that the one where Delta Goodrum plays Olivia?
Correct.
Yeah, right.
Now, when you play someone very famous, like an Australian icon like Olivia Newton-John in a mini-series, whoever's going to step up to the plate has got a hard task ahead of them.
Yeah, of course.
But this is Delta we're talking about. Mm. She's an Australian golden girl. So it debuted last night and people have absolutely been savage about Delta's performance in the biopic.
Is Delta currently on channel on The Voice
as
well?
Yes, she is the judge. She's a busy gal. She's got a full schedule.
Okay, so what are they saying about her performance?
So they were slammed. So she was slammed for her awful performance, saying it was a debacle. Now take a listen to Delta Goodrum's rendition of Olivia's song from Greece, Hopelessly Devoted to You.
But now.
That sounds pretty good to me.
She's doing an amazing job, but Twitter blew up deluxe saying Olivia must be cringing. This is so bad.
Come on, people. Well,
come on.
You know what? Delta does get to have an opinion on everyone else on The Voice, so if you want to have an opinion on her, fine.
Yeah, but I think she's doing a bang-up job.
What were they saying, though? Like, what was it, like, things?
Well, another one of them joked that it made them want to fake their own death and disappear to Mexico, a reference to Olivia Newton-John's ex-partner, Patrick McDermott. Which is a bit of poor form.
Oh, good one.
Yes.
Good one, Twitter.
Another viewer said this is a struggle to keep watching. And another one saying the paint on my wall dried quicker.
Oh, did it?
Yes.
Of that, I want to ask him what sort of paint he's got because that's a pretty quick drying paint.
Very quick drying indeed.
Yeah, well,
maybe
there you go.
Maybe they're advertising for Dulux or something. We should all get on board.
I disagree with them. I think she was good. But you know what? Like, saying stuff like it's going to run away like her partner, that's a bit mean.
Yeah.
Like, why be a bully?
Exactly.
Like, what do you gain by being a bully? If you're just saying, oh, look, I wasn't too impressed with that, that's fine. You're allowed to say that.
You can say you didn't love it. But listen, at least she's out there having a crack. What are you doing? Just being a dickhead at home on your couch. So shut up.
Whoa.
That's my 2 cents on people hating on Delta.
You tell them, people.
No, it's just trolls. They really get up my goat. So just jam it, everyone. How about you be a bit more supportive of our own? Everybody loved Jessica Malba on Eurovision, but no, Delta gets on and sings something and everyone's like, ah, it's like a drowning cat.
That's a bean upon it there.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so a bit of other trending now news. There's a new Kardashian conspiracy.
Oh, go on.
People are convinced that Khloe and Kylie's babies are actually twins.
Really?
Whoa, right.
Like, why? What's their reasoning?
So Khloe has revealed the first pics of her daughter, True Thompson, and the internet's just alight with adoration for her new little cherub. And in a video posted to Snapchat and Instagram, she celebrated her daughter's first month on the planet. But fans were also swooning over her cousin Stormy, saying they could actually be twins because they look so similar to each other.
Here's the thing, but because the Kardashians have they got a bit of Albanian in them, is it? Or like, because they've got a bit of a darker complexion.
Bit olive. They're a bit olive, aren't they? But now, that could be just a lot of fake tan.
Yeah, a lot of fake tan. But often what I find is people of one culture, so say you're like, you and I are like white, often it might be a bit trickier for us to see differences in people with different skin tones than us.
Like, yes. Well,
you know, it's easy to see someone of other heritage and go, oh, they all look the same. And you hear that sort of comment, oh, they all look the same. Well, to them, they don't look the same. You know what I mean?
No.
So maybe it's just people of different cultures going, oh, they look the same.
Yes.
But actually, to people of that culture, they look completely different.
So you're debunking the myth.
I'm debunking the myth.
True and Stormy Kardashians / Thompson are
actually
twins.
Probably just white people getting all like up in arms. Nah, they look the same.
Well, you can check out those pictures, stories and more at hit.com.au and have your say. Click on the Scoopla tab.
Great. Okay, Anne-Marie right now with 2002, the song she wrote with Ed Sheeran, and then Pippa's got a royal update on the way next on Hit.
I will always remember the day you kissed my lips, light as a feather.
The ever gracious Rihanna, Umbrella on Hit. Riri, no rain expected this week in Dubbo on the Central West. 21 today in Dubbo, 22 across the Central West here on Hit with Pippa and Jimmy.
Yes! Yes!
No!
Apple EarPods, you know the ones with no cords?
No, they make me very nervous because I feel like I'm going to lose a very expensive piece of technology.
While I was in Sydney on the weekend, I saw so many people wearing Apple EarPods.
They're very trendy, aren't they?
Yeah.
Very city, very metro.
I have to say, maybe when earphones came out, you know, the corded ones, older people maybe thought that looked really weird as well.
Mm.
So maybe us thinking those little tiny wireless buds in people's ears looking weird isn't actually as weird. Like, it's just the same that they thought headphones were weird.
It's just weird because it's different. It's new. It's unusual.
Yeah. You know, apparently the newest technology, which we'll probably see in years, is where the headphone is actually on our jaw and it transmits the audio directly through special waves into our jawline, which comes up to our ears. Because, you know, audio is just waves, like vibrations.
But are we going to have to be wearing something on our jaw?
Yeah, now look funny, but like the same way headphones looked funny and Apple EarPods look funny these days.
How are they going to sit on our jaw?
It'll just sit like awkwardly.
You sit awkwardly and look awkward and weird.
Look, in 100 years it'll be fine and there'll be something okay. new.
Maybe in 100 years I'll say yes, but right now I'm saying no.
Yes. No.
Not asking a particular work colleague how their weekend was because you know that it's taught for ages and you don't care anyway.
This is something that you would do. You probably do it on an everyday basis.
Oh, I've got multiple people in my life. In my life who, like, I'll avoid asking certain questions to because I know they'll go off on a rampage, like they'll just keep talking.
And you just don't want to know.
I don't want, like, well, like, when I ask at work, how is your weekend? Good thank you is the answer I'm expecting.
So it's a courtesy question.
Courtesy question.
So you're training people into, no, I don't actually want to know how your weekend was. You just need to acknowledge that I've asked you a question. So then it feels like we've had a conversation.
Yeah. Right. I don't need a full rundown of everything you got up to on the weekend and what you had for dinner on Saturday night. I don't care.
You're just asking for the sake of asking.
Yeah, courtesy ask.
I'm going to say no to courtesy asking. Dig a little deeper.
Yes. No.
Samantha Jade, Sammy J, as our next Eurovision contestant next year, 2019.
Oh, yes. I think she'd be a great contestant. I think we really need to bring out the big guns, though.
I agree. What about Knowlesy?
Knowlesy'd be great. Yeah. Here's my question. Can the contestant be an already established artist?
Well, Jessica Melboy's an established artist. Guy Sebastian was an established artist.
Well, heck, what are we doing? Let's get Daryl Braithwaite on there and sing Horses.
Why not Kylie Minogue?
Oh my goodness, why has nobody thought of that before?
I literally, like, I don't see a reason why we can't. And even Sia, like, like, why can't Sia be our contestant on Eurovision?
Yes, my goodness.
Just
that's
stack
brilliant.
The competition so that we win.
Just rig it in your face, 20th place.
Done. Okay, next, Elphabuff.
It's our shout.
Similar to that, as the week goes on, possible showers later in the week, but it's not looking too hopeful at the moment.
On Cobra Street, it's 9 degrees.
It is the Central West favourite radio competition. It's here on Hit 93.5 and we are excited again to play Alpha Bucks.
Mick, are you ready to have a crack at $1,000?
I'm ready to roll.
Fantastic. Excellent. Hey, how's your weekend? You go to the Dubbo show at all, Mick?
Did go to the Dubbo show. Spent most of Saturday there with the kids. Had a ball. It was great. We even got some warm weather on Saturday.
Oh, fantastic.
Perfect.
Fantastic.
You managed to stay warm. Did your kids go a bit feral and demand show bags, or have you got that sort of discipline on lock?
That discipline's on lock. They know they get one each.
They get one each. Oh, that's good. That's a good rule.
One bag full of crap each.
Yeah, perfect. Great. Money well spent, Mick, isn't it?
That's right.
Okay, let's do it, Mick. This is what we do. 10 questions, 30 seconds. You've got to answer each question, beginning with the letter Pippa gives you in a moment. You cannot repeat an answer. And if you don't know an answer, say pass. We'll come back to it at the end if we've got time. Mickey, you ready to give Alpha Bucks a crack?
Sounds good.
Okay, Mick, your letter today is the letter T. T for tango.
Right.
Okay. 30 seconds is loaded on the clock. We have 10 questions ready and your time will start at the end of the first question. Mick, for $1,000, starting with the letter T, name a drink.
Tequila.
A household item.
Pass.
An occupation.
Teacher.
A unisex name.
Kerry.
A shop.
Thong shop.
A shoe brand.
Tracks.
A dessert.
Toffee.
A flower.
Oh, mate, you just went through slightly too slow there. Hey, household item, you could have gone TV, toaster, toothbrush, Thermomix.
Easy. Yes.
Yeah, easy. And then flower, tulip, tiger lily. Mate, you get under the pressure, don't you?
Oh, that's You've got to think under the pressure. You've got to think quick. And then T's an easy letter.
Yeah. Oh, mate, don't worry, because I tell you, I do it every day and I've never got more than 7 out of 10. So I'm no good at this. So don't feel like you're no good, because I'm terrible at it.
You did well, Mick. Thank you so much for playing Alpha Bucks this morning. You too.
You too, mate.
Enter Mr. DJ.
Look fun.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Shake up.
Now.
There's your Konski Wake Up Shake Up. Hey, morning, everybody. That is Kanye West wrapping that up with Gold Digger there. It's the Pippa and Jimmy Show on Hit 93.5. And you can call us anytime, 13, 12, 16. But right now, Pippa, I need to talk to you about something that happened to me over the weekend, which kind of outraged me a little bit.
Go on.
Yesterday, I was driving home from Sydney. I got up at 5 a.m. in the morning so I could drive home for my soccer game at 11.
Yep.
And I was avoiding listening to radio, which is unlike me.
Yes, it is.
Because I wanted to watch Eurovision on SBS last night.
Ah, the replay.
And I didn't want to know who won.
Okay, you wanted no spoilers whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden a message comes into my message bank from my partner gloating that Ireland had beat Australia and that Israel had won.
Oh. From one of your closest, one of your own. Mm. You don't expect that kind of betrayal coming from that close to home, do you?
The whole thing was ruined for me.
Wrecked.
Absolutely destroyed. And I thought, why even bother watching it now?
No, well, you know how it's going to end. So what's the point? Just read all the news articles about it.
I know the Israelis, who aren't even in Europe, are going to win it.
Well, we've talked about how Eurovision, and you've talked about how Eurovision doesn't have anything to do with where your country's located.
Yeah, it's all to do with being part of the European Broadcasting Network. Now, I thought, Pippa, because we're talking about this, and I mentioned it to a few people yesterday, mm-hmm. so I said, oh, it's been ruined for me.
Yeah.
And then everyone I spoke to said, oh, that reminds me of the time that I had my TV show ruined because someone told me what happened at the end of it.
Because of spoilers, yes.
And in this day and age, very difficult to avoid spoilers.
It is very difficult, especially on social media.
Yeah. Now, is sporting games, if you're not going to watch it live, you practically got to go completely off the grid if you don't want to know who wins. TV shows as well.
People are very funny about knowing AFL scores as well, at like quarter time, half time, third quarter time. And people often say on the radio, if you don't want to know the score, look away now.
I think it's because often the games will get played on a 1 hour delay or something.
Ah, right.
So if you want to watch it on TV, you want to just avoid the score.
The score updates.
Because it ruins it for you. So I thought, I heard everyone had a story about this. I thought, let's open up the phone lines on 13, 12, 16. What TV show or movie got ruined for you?
And now you can't watch it because you know how it ends.
Yeah, you're like, now I know how it ends. I can't be bothered watching it. What's the point?
Was it on social media where you read a spoiler of how the last season of Game of Thrones ended? Mm. Or was it just someone coming up to you being like, oh, what about how so-and-so dies at the end of blah, blah?
Yeah, and then you go, actually, I hadn't seen it yet, know that happened.
13, 12, 16. What was spoiled for you?
Yeah, we'd love to hear your stories. We'll get them on after Bazzy with Mine. Give us a call right now. No matter how it happened or what it was, we want to hear what was spoiled for you, what TV show or movie. 13, 12, 16 on Hit. Give us a buzz.
How you look so precious?
Dub on the Central West, number one. Treat you and a mate to 24 chicken meat nuggets, $9.95 every day at Macca's. It's Hit 93.5 with Pippa and Jimmy. And we're asking on 13, 12, 16 right now, what TV show or movie was spoiled for you?
You were very upset that the winner of Eurovision was spoiled for you yesterday morning before you got a chance to watch it.
Mm. You know what? Movies, it's like a murder mystery. If someone tells you who committed it, there's no point in going and seeing the movie, you know what I mean?
One movie that was spoiled for me, The Sixth Sense.
Why? What happened?
With Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
So I had never watched the movie, and then, now spoiler alert, if you haven't watched The Sixth Sense and you don't want to know what the 1999 film spoiler is, turn off now for a couple of minutes. Have you watched it?
I haven't, no, but I don't mind. You can let me
know. So it's the film about Bruce Willis and how the kid comes to him and he's like, I keep seeing dead people.
Oh, yes, I see dead people.
And he's the psychologist that sort of works him through it, and then at the end you work out that Bruce Willis is actually dead.
Oh.
He's been dead the whole time. And I remember somebody saying that to me, oh, it's like in Sixth Sense when you work out that Bruce Willis is actually the dead guy at the end. And I went, oh my God, I haven't seen it. But someone said to me, mate, it was made in 1999. Like, if you're not going to watch it, it's been too long.
I think so as well. Now, I had Big Little Lies. Is that what it's called with Nicole Kidman?
Big Little Lies.
Yeah, I had that one ruined by another radio announcer. And you know what she said on the radio? I won't say who she was.
I don't want to know what she said because I haven't watched the end of the first season.
I don't tell you the spoiler. Okay. No spoiler alert here. What she said on the radio is, spoiler, spoiler, spoiler. And then she goes, spoiler alert. So FYI, spoiler alert. Like, you cannot do spoiler alert after spoiling. So now I don't want to watch it anymore.
Have you watched? So you haven't seen how it ends?
I've seen. Well, I know how it ends.
You know how it ends, but you haven't watched it play out.
I haven't watched it play out because I'm like, well, I know. Because you're trying to work out who the murderer was.
Yes, and who got killed. Yeah. Yes.
So I'm like, I know now, so I don't care. Anyway, 13, 12, 16, if you want to give us a call right now, what movie or TV show was spoiled for you? Tell us how it was spoiled. Give us a call. Crystal's on the line. Crystal, what about you? What movie or TV show was spoiled for you?
Pretty Little Liars. There were seven seasons and I could never ever watch it the night that it was on, and you'd go on Facebook and America would see it first. They would spoil it every week.
And they just couldn't keep their trap shut.
That's it. I had plenty of better endings than what they ended up having, but still they spoiled it.
Can I ask, so Pretty Little Liars, I haven't seen that before. So is there like a big like thing that happens at the end of each episode?
There's a character called A, and you have to basically guess, and it's sort of like Goosebumps. It keeps changing, and you've got to try and figure out who A is, and they spoiled it.
I've heard that it's a very addictive TV program.
Oh, maybe I'll write it on my list. Okay, Crystal, please don't tell me what happens, okay?
I won't tell you, but don't do it unless you can watch all of it, because it is the biggest waste of time. It's so addictive.
You spoiled it for me, telling me it's a waste of time.
Oh, no, you'll love it, Jimmy.
Thank you so much for calling, Crystal.
Spoilers, man.
Yeah. This day and age, 2018.
I'll tell you what.
13, 12, 16, if you have something spoiled for you, would love to hear from you. Stand by. We're going to tell you how you can win $500 to go to Lorna Jane. Go on a shopping spree up next.
Even more in Jimmy Love.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Jeremy Clarkson, remember him?
Yeah, wasn't he the guy? Was he the one who beat someone up on Top Gear or something like that?
I don't know if he about beating anyone up, but he was the host of Top Gear.
That's right, he berated somebody.
And
you know, I actually pretty much met Jeremy Clarkson.
Oh, you've told me this story before.
So I was working at a call centre in London.
Yes.
And I went to have lunch about 50 metres away from the call centre. And I'm sitting eating lunch in London. And a guy walks past. And I've never watched Top Gear before.
Yeah.
A guy walks past and I'm like, wow, that guy looks a lot like someone I know.
Yeah.
And I thought Top Gear. So I Googled and I'm like, whoa, he looks a lot like Jeremy Clarkson, that bloke.
Yep.
So I'm like, cool, no worries. Like, probably not him. This is London. It's a huge place.
Yeah.
Anyway, I tell my flatmates, who we only live about 300 metres from work, I tell them that evening and they're like, oh, yeah, his new studios for his new show is actually right around the corner from there, like literally 20 metres from where you saw him.
So it would have been Jeremy Clarkson?
100% would have been him. So practically met Jeremy Clarkson.
Practically met. It's a bit of a stretch, I think, maybe.
So then I had lunch there every day for the next year in hope to actually meet him. Never saw him again.
You were hoping that the $10 curry deals would come good one day and you'd get a brush with fame. Well, Jeremy Clarkson is the new host of the revamped Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. And a lot of fans said he's going to have this show in safe hands.
Yeah, right.
Perhaps not, because he's been hosting a show and a contestant was on there and guessed an answer to a question.
Yeah.
And Jeremy Clarkson said that he had just won a bunch of money, apparently about £32,000, when he'd actually incorrectly guessed the answer and he'd lost about £15,000. Take a listen to the audio of Jeremy Clarkson's stuff-up on telly.
I will slightly hesitantly go, dear, final answer. And you know, so you don't.
I'm not even going to look at the screen.
Oh.
That's the correct answer. It isn't.
Oh.
What? It is a deer. Is it not a deer? I've seen them in Africa boinging along like deers.
Oh
no, you've just lost. £15,000.
Oh my gosh, that is awkward.
Because I'm Jeremy Clarkson, I'm not even going to look at the screen because I'm so convinced I know the answer. Oh, wait, I got it wrong.
You know what? Eddie Maguire would never do that.
No, never.
Never, never.
Eddie would be mortified when he hears about this
sort of thing. Eddie would always wait for the screen to pop up.
That's right. Even if he knows beyond a shadow of a doubt. This isn't Top Gear, Jeremy. You can't run the show.
Yeah. Eddie even builds a suspense for the first question, which is often 1 + 1.
That's right.
And he often goes, oh, let's check in. Yes, it's 2.
And then he throws to an ad break. We're all left on the edge of our seats. Okay, a bit of other trending news. Lots of people have been speaking out about Kanye West and his controversial comments on the socials, including Stevie Wonder.
Good old Stevie Wonder.
So this is after Kanye's comments last week saying that slavery is a choice. And Stevie Wonder has come out saying the idea that Kanye would even say something like that is foolish and likening it to denying that the Holocaust happened.
Is Stevie Wonder the blind or the visually impaired fella?
Yes.
Yeah, he right.
So he's famous for singing this number.
Yes. Yep. Yeah.
So Stevie has spoken out about this, saying there's been a lot of talk about what was said by Kanye. I want people to understand that the truth is the truth and a lie is a lie. We all know that slavery was not a choice. So I think that people need to understand that if you know your history, you know the truth, and that this is just foolishness.
Yeah. Well, I think we're all smart enough to know that nobody chooses for hundreds of years to be kept in slavery. So
yeah, that's right.
It is. I agree. It is absolutely foolish. But I'm not going to get back into my rant and rave about
Kanye.
About Kanye. Although, have you heard that there's actually like rumors that Stevie Wonder isn't actually visually impaired? Because there's actual footage of a microphone falling off a microphone stand and him catching it.
Well, maybe he's just got really good other senses.
Maybe. Well, that's what some people are saying. Yeah. I'm not saying that it's true. I'm just saying that there was a rumour, which I am just fueling.
Right. You're fueling the fire. Where's the gasoline? I'm just going to pour a bit of that on there. You can check out those stories more at hit.com.au. Click on the Scoobler tab.
Great. Right. What we're going to do, Pippa, get some Camila Cabello on Never Be The Same at 20 minutes to 9 o'clock for Pippa and Jimmy. And then Troy Grant's going to join us in studio. If you've got a question for our local member, give us a call now, 13 12 16. Double on the Central, it's number one with Hit 93.5. Camila Cabello's Never Be The Same. Morning, everyone. It is Pippa and Jimmy. And right now, joining us on the line, our local MP, Troy Grant. How you doing, mate?
I'm well, Pippa and Jimmy. Good morning to you and all the listeners.
Good morning to you. Hey, mate, we were just talking off the air a second ago. I versed your team in soccer yesterday. I was filling in for fourth grade with Newtown. I didn't even know you were there watching me.
Yeah, well, hey, look, you got a bit of style about you, Jimmy, I've got to say. The good news is that my team won.
Yeah, you beat us 3-2, but it was close. Did you see my big yellow card, Troy?
No, I missed the card.
What happened?
So I might have been chatting about something.
Apparently I just took a Wanderers player. I thought it was a fair challenge. Everyone in my team told me that I just absolutely took him out. So.
Did you do a bit of a Roy O'Donovan on him?
Yeah, did. No, Roy O'Donovan who kicked the goalkeeper in the face. The A-League Grand Final. No, it wasn't quite that bad, but it was pretty, like, it was pretty, I just put my body on the line right in front of your player where I shouldn't have, so I got the yellow card deservingly.
Well, you're obviously putting into your team, which is commendable.
Absolutely.
Now, Troy, you're a busy mum today because the New South Wales Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, she's heading into town today. What are you guys going to get up to? You're hosting her for tea, or what are you going to do?
Hello,
Troy, you there?
Oh, you must have gone through that black spot out by Narromine around the bend there. So tell us, Troy, Gladys in town. What's happening? What's your plan with her today?
Yeah, she's just about to land, so she's coming out with the Minister for Primary Industries on a drought tour.
Okay. Obviously
it's been extremely dry out in our parts, as it has in lots of areas, particularly the Upper Hunter. Mm. And she's going to visit two farms, so it's just to come in straight to the farms, talk to the landowners about what the government can do to support them. A lot of people just say, you know, give them cash, but farmers don't want handouts.
Yeah,
okay. They just want support. Given that the different issues that they may have, some may have trouble accessing water, some may have trouble accessing funds to move stock to other places to keep them alive or bringing in feed. So it's a great opportunity for the Premier to be in our area to hear directly from the farmers. as to what they did.
Absolutely. Fantastic that she's getting on the ground and really seeing firsthand the issues that are facing farmers.
Yeah, and Troy, is there an opportunity for the general public to meet her, or is her focus today just on the farmers and getting in, seeing what's happening there and seeing what you can do from a government perspective?
Yeah, no, she's just come in. So it was only arranged late Friday. Okay.
Right.
So it's all about the farmers.
Okay.
But she's back here in Dubbo on July the 2nd.
Okay.
Where she'll be moving around town, saying good day to the locals. And,
fantastic.
Participating in a couple of events. So it won't be long before she'll be back out of here again. And it's just terrific that this, in July, that would be her third visit to Dubbo itself, and she's off to Mudgee after that.
Wow, great.
In just over 12 months that she's been Premier. So it's a great show of support for our electorate, and I'm very pleased to welcome her here again.
No, that would be fantastic. Now, I know that when she's in Sydney, she refuses to take the car into Parliament. She always catches the bus. Will she be doing the bus trip as well in Dubbo, or will she be having the official, what's it called, motorcade?
Well, the motorcade consists of me driving her in my car.
Excellent. You're the official chauffeur today. Great.
And can I say this? The Premier is the worst backseat driver in Australia.
No, you're joking.
Yeah, she says my driving's ordinary. She comments all the time, and I'm like, how do you suss the Premier back?
Like, yeah, that is a difficult question to answer, Troy.
You got to cop it on the chin. Yeah,
you do, that's right. Just smile and wave. Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
now,
very unfair, though. Very unfair.
Now, Troy, give us an update on the digital licences, because word is it's going to be rolled out nationally thanks to some new legislation.
Yeah, well, obviously Dubbo was the first place to ever trial digital licences, and
yes.
Very proud that they thought of us to do that. And I think it was about 87% around that mark gave it the big thumbs up.
Great.
And said it was awesome and it was a good initiative to follow. So Victor Dominello, the Minister for Finance and Services, is going to roll it out across New South Wales, make it available area by area so people can to get used to it, get it explained to them, and,
mm-hmm.
and take it up, hopefully. And, just add to their more and more access to technology in their running of everyday life and business.
Excellent.
Is there any plan at the moment of phasing out the physical cards in the long term, or at the moment we're sticking with the option of having the physical card for the foreseeable future if you want it?
Yeah, no, definitely an option. And during the trial, you actually had to have your physical card as well as your digital license. So, that'll be some time away, but it's just making sure that we're up with technology, that we're up with the modern way of people operating, and if there's efficient ways and benefits to the community in having access to digital driver's license with the security all assured, then why not pursue it, I guess? It doesn't cost anything. So that's the important thing.
Fantastic. Some great news there. Re-digital licences, obviously success out here in the Central West. And also fantastic news. We've got the Premier flying in as we speak. Troy Grant, mate, thank you so much for coming on the Pippa and Jimmy show. We always love having you on. And we look forward to you coming in a few weeks. And when the Premier's going to be in town as well, in about a month and a half.
Yeah, look, I'm pretty sure we'll be able to get her in to say good day to you guys.
Great.
On July 2. So we'll just hopefully get the logistics organised, and I'll bring her in to meet Pippa and Jimmy, and I'm sure that'll be the highlight of her tour.
Brilliant. Well, look, make sure your driving's really on point today so that we can make sure that meet and greet goes ahead, okay? Have fun chauffeuring around the Premier.
Yeah, I know. Look, I try my best. I pack the snakes in the car for her and a bottle of water, and I try to make it a pleasant trip, but I tell you what, no wonder she catches the bus.
Troy Grant, thank you so much for being our government motorcade representative today.
You're more than welcome. Good afternoon, everybody.
Cheers.
Here we go.
Pippa and Jimmy. Hit 93.5.
Magic with Rude on Hit 93.5. Hey, how you doing, Central West? Old school from 2013. Mike from Work Days. He's coming up next, and he's got hits in old school all morning long. He's got Khalid, Justin Timberlake, Fatboy Slim. Oh, that looks good.
That does look good.
Oh, new 5 Seconds of Summer. I didn't
new
know
new 5 Seconds of Summer.
I didn't know those new 5 Seconds of Summer. I want to play.
This
look.
Can't be new.
Listen. Yes, new. Oh, I've heard this song. Have you heard it on the radio?
No. So is it new or is it not new?
Yeah, it's new.
Yeah, right.
Oh, he's okay. I can't play the whole thing because he's playing it in about 20 minutes' time.
Oh, that's exciting.
Mike gets to play some of the good stuff. Oh, how good is that? Like Magic with Rude's good.
That, yeah. Well, that was a good song, yes.
Hey, we do the show thanks to Macca's. If you got loose change, head to Macca's because right now you can get a McDouble burger for only $3.
I must say, your Abercrombie and Fitch cable knit sweater that you're sporting in a nice grey marl today with a navy knitted logo is quite fetching.
Thank you.
Looking very dapper.
Well, I've just whipped this one out because it's now become jumper weather.
Yes, it has.
Haven't worn this one in about a year. I actually stole it from my partner.
Did you?
Yeah, it wasn't
good
mine.
Job. Good steal. Does same, he know you've stolen it?
Same-sex relationships are great because you steal clothes
just
whenever
share
you
each other's
want.
Clothes. Does he know you've stolen it?
Oh, he gave it to me.
Oh, he gave
so
it
wasn't
to
really a thievery.
No, okay, so it was a gift.
It was a gift,
so it wasn't a steal at all.
Well, he did own it. Like, he did wear it back
right,
in the day.
But he's gifted it to
gifted
you,
it
so it
to
wasn't
me.
A steal.
Mm.
It would be a steal if he was looking for it, and he's been looking for it for a year, and he's like, I don't know what happened to it.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, it's over the other side of the planet.
Oh, actually, you know what? One time, my little brother, Johnny.
Yes.
So he came over to visit me while I was living in London.
Yeah.
Stayed at my house, crashed at my house, borrowed my friend Scotty, who lives in Canberra now.
Yes.
Borrowed his jumper.
Right.
Anyway, about a month later, Scotty goes to me, do you know what happened to my jumper that I lent your little brother, Johnny? And I was like, no. Then a week later, we saw a Facebook post of Johnny back in Australia wearing Scotty's jumper.
Oh, my God. He totally swiped the jumper.
And took it overseas back to Australia with him.
Well played, Johnny Love. Well played.
I was just like, that is filthy.
What did your housemate say? Was he dirty about it?
Scotty.
Yeah, Scotty.
Oh, he wasn't my housemate. Just
oh, he
my
wasn't
mate.
He, just your mate.
Just
did
my
he,
mate.
Did he demand for it to be given back?
He did, no, I think he just sort of, he's not that sort of person.
Because now he lives in Canberra.
He lives in Canberra, yeah.
When he came back to live down under, he could have staged a vendetta to get his jumper back.
Yeah.
From Gosford to Canberra.
He could have done that, but he didn't do it.
What a guy.
Talking about my friend Scotty.
Yeah.
He's said that he'll never play me at Monopoly again.
Oh, what happened?
Well, this one time I versed him, I used this little Monopoly technique that I've got.
Yeah.
Where you offer someone a really, really bad deal, like a
right.
super bad deal. Then you sweeten it a little bit to
okay.
see if they'll accept it. So it's still a bad deal, but it's been sweetened from the really bad deal.
So you're like an evil bank.
Like an evil bank. Did it. And then I beat him easily.
Right.
Now he refuses to ever play me Monopoly again.
Because you'd convinced him it was a really great deal.
Yeah.
And you just swindled him completely.
Swindled completely.
Oh, doesn't sound like you at all.
You know what? I've got multiple friends who will not play me at Monopoly.
I don't think I'd ever want to play you in Monopoly. Because I know that you say to people, you preface playing Monopoly with, I'm happy to play you as long as we play by the rules stipulated in the instruction manual. But I know for a fact that you've got a slew of tricks up your sleeve that you can get around the rules with.
Can I tell you about the time I played Monopoly with my friend Ray?
What happened?
So we're on Phillip Island in Melbourne,
yep.
down south of Melbourne, and you know, we were on it a bit, you
yep.
know. Anyway, we're playing Monopoly. This almost ended our friendship completely.
Right.
What I did, I had 5 hotels.
Okay.
And I noticed that he had just gotten the three green ones
yeah.
on the expensive street.
Yeah.
And he had heaps of money. So he's like, great, he can start building houses. And to take over me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, nervous. So in my next turn, I downgraded all my hotels into 4 houses each.
Right.
Now, in the rules of Monopoly, there's only 32 houses. Once 32 houses on the board, you can't put any more houses on the board.
Okay.
So I downgraded all my hotels and he was unable to put houses on the board.
Oh, my gosh.
And it literally, he actually threatened friendship over if I don't re-upgrade.
Wow.
And then I said no, I was stuck to it.
You chose Monopoly over your friendship with Ray.
Then he said, fine, I'm selling all my stuff to my other friend Blake for $1.
Yeah.
He did it. I still won the game. We're still friends.
Okay, great.
But then he said he's never playing Monopoly against me again.
Oh, don't blame him. Sounds intense.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd ever play Monopoly with you.
Do I have a game one day?
No, thank you.
Okay.
It's 9 o'clock, by the way. We need to go.
Oh, sorry about that.
We're late.
We got stuck in Monopoly chat.
We did, yes. Yeah. Thanks so much for joining the show, everyone. We're back again tomorrow.
No worries.
Yes, from 6 a.m.
Great. What do we got on tomorrow?
Oh, many things. You'll have to tune in to find out. What a teaser that is.
What's that code for I don't know what we're doing tomorrow?
Yeah, we haven't planned our show yet. We haven't had our 11 o'clock meeting. Once we do that, we'll know what we're doing tomorrow.
All right, calm down.
I'm calm. I'm zen. You have I'm so zen.
You have a nice day.
You too.
Bye.